This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. All right, welcome to The Bright Side. Friends, thank you for joining us. I am Pharmacist Ben, and this is the Common Sense Show about how nutrition works and how health works, how the body works. We are so ignorant about how the human body works. Everything that's going on in the news today is a classic demonstration of the ignorance we have collectively as a culture about how our bodies work. Present company excluded, of course, because you're listening to this program. As I said before, you are on the cutting edge. You are on the leading edge. You are the tip of the spear of the culture when it comes to helping, when it comes to understanding how the body works. Most people have zero clue about how the body works in terms of the immune system, in terms of its ability to deal with stresses, in terms of nutrition. It's just mind-boggling to me. I was reading today on a Nextdoor.com. Nextdoor.com is like a Facebook for the neighborhood where you can see what people in your neighborhood are thinking. This one gentleman says he can't believe how people are in groups playing football and frisbee, drinking beers, and passing around the joints. He is contacting the mayor. He's sending an email to the mayor, and now he wants the city to make sure that people stay out of the parks and wear masks. This is the beginning of just an unbelievably invasive legal and political and government and authoritarian based system that's going to be policing, is going to have our neighbors policing us. This is absolute craziness, and it's based on the idea that we do not understand how the body works. The Bright Side is your clear-headed, clear-eyed vision about how to take care of yourself. Without authorities, without doctors, without the medical model. There's so much silliness going on. It's just, it's like a parallel reality of some kind. Listen, folks, a mask isn't going to make a difference. That's number one. And number two, we don't even know if the idea of contagion is real. Do you know contagion is a theory? The idea that something spreads in the air and we breathe it and we catch it? Nobody's ever proven this. In fact, it's really been disproven in the sense that people can have, in the same family, can have two people can be sick, or one person can be sick, and three or four other people not sick. Or three people can be sick and one person isn't sick. If it was a contagion, everybody would be sick. We clearly know that not everybody is sick. We clearly know that not everybody who's infected gets diseased. Reading today, and by the way, you really don't want to pay any attention to the news except to laugh at it, maybe. George Stephanopoulos is now infected. You notice how there's a celebrity every day who's infected, a new celebrity who's infected. It was Tom Hanks and Justin Trudeau and Boris Johnson. First of all, infection doesn't mean disease. Let's be clear about that. And secondly, everybody's going to probably be infected in the sense that stuff is in the air. If there is a virus, we don't even know if there is a virus. There's so many questions here, people. There's so many questions. By the way, 844-236-6010 is our number, and we'll get your calls here in our next segment. We've got Tyler Williams coming up. Tyler Williams is going to talk to us about dental health. There's a whole concept, dental health, how dental health is related to heart health, how oral health and heart health are connected. Dr. Williams says people with poor oral health are at an increased risk for heart disease. And we know, by the way, that heart disease and infection with respiratory infection or infection with this COVID-19 disease are connected as well, especially people who are hypertense, people who have high blood pressure. In fact, high blood pressure drugs taken during this crisis is somewhat controversial. Doctors are wondering, well, antihypertensive drugs, is it a good thing or is it a bad thing during this crisis? A lot of people are complaining they can't get their drugs. The coronavirus binds to target cells through the same receptor that is involved in the control of blood pressure when you're on an ACE inhibitor type drug. There's an enzyme system called the angiotensin converting enzyme system, or the ACE system. Many of you guys are on drugs that end with a pril, P-R-I-L. If your drug ends with a pril, it's called an ACE inhibitor drug, technically an ACE2 inhibitor drug. And it turns out that these ACE2 inhibitor drugs may increase the cell's ability to take in ACE, or to take in the drug. Use of ACE inhibitors increase the expression of the receptors. So it's one of the cell's compensatory mechanisms. Cells are responding to drugs. And they're responding to drugs not necessarily in the way that doctors or medical professionals or pharmacists or pharmacologists or drug companies want them to. So you take an ACE inhibitor, you're actually going to upregulate, that is, increase the amount of receptors on the cell. And these receptors are thought to be involved in how the so-called virus gets into the cell. The more receptors, the more likely the so-called virus will get into the cell. So doctors are wondering, should we give ACE inhibitors, which we know will lower blood pressure, but we also know will increase the penetration of the so-called virus into the cell? So it's a big controversy. Well, here, I'll let me solve the controversy for you. Take care of your blood pressure without drugs. That's the most important strategy. There's not a single chronic disease state that cannot be addressed without drugs. Perhaps not in the intense way, in the dramatic way, in the profound way, in the rapid way that drugs do, because drugs are poisons. But there's not a single chronic health issue, whether you're talking about blood sugar problems, whether you're talking intestinal problems, whether you're talking immune system problems. I'm going to read here some stuff I got here on fibromyalgia, or high blood pressure problems or heart disease issues that cannot be addressed by using a good nutritional supplement program. So say that again. There's not a single chronic health challenge that cannot be addressed by using lifestyle modification, which includes exercise and breathing and meditation and moving the body and getting sunshine, as well as nutritional supplementation. We have to learn to take control of our health ourselves. The medical model which we have lionized, not ripping on doctors here because I have a lot of friends who are doctors, and most of them are good people, but the medical model that has been lionized needs to be examined. It needs to be looking at, we need to take a close look at it. It needs to be visualized closely, like under a microscope. For example, germ theory and viral theory. This idea that we're attacked. The medical model loves this idea that we're attacked. We have a heart attack. We have a gallbladder attack. Viruses are attacking us. Invisible viruses are attacking us. How convenient. Invisible viruses are attacking us. This whole notion of a war and attack, and we have to fight and we have to defend ourselves, is a fundamental paradigm that needs to be re-examined. We don't even think about it. Of course there's a virus and it spreads around and it's going to attack us. So of course we have to wear a mask. We don't examine our fundamental and basic beliefs. That's what this program is about. I want to wake people up to examining their fundamental basic beliefs. All of them. As Socrates said, the unexamined life is a life that is not worth living. We want to examine our beliefs, and the more cherished our beliefs are, the more we want to examine them. Remember, belief comes from beloved. Belief. Leaf means love. Belief means our beliefs are our beloveds, and we don't like to challenge them, and we suffer for that because there are nefarious forces that will take advantage of our unwillingness to look at our most fundamental beliefs because they put them there in the first place, more than likely. All right. Sorry to be ranting this morning. 844-236-6010 is our number. We've got Tyler Williams coming up. We're going to talk about biological load. That is the idea that the immune system is like a camel, and you can put straws on the camel's back, and then one little straw can break the camel's back. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. That's called load. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals, if you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes. With fatty meals can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Got lines open, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, I would love to hear what you guys think about this whole all the stuff that's going on or how you're handling quarantine, lockup, whatever you will. Emergency alert today from Colorado, the government of Colorado, because of widespread presence of deadly coronavirus. Colorado has extended the stay of the home order through April 26th, the deadly coronavirus.
Hey, I was greeted to, I don't know why I did it, but I checked the news in the morning to see what they're trying to convince me of, and I was greeted to the news that somebody on, what ship was it here, some sailor, the USS Theodore Roosevelt sailor, died from coronavirus after the fire captain warned COVID-19 would kill 50 on the ship. I'm just going to take the position of being a questioner here. I have my own beliefs about what's going on, but that's I'm going to keep that to myself. But as far as what we all should be doing, we should be questioning. Always question, 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 question. 844-236-6010 is our number. And if you want to purchase longevity products, or better, if you want to sign up to join the Brightside Ben team and start a home-based business, people who have home-based businesses are going to be able to withstand home lockdown more efficiently than somebody who has a job. This is a perfect time, or has to go to a job, we'll say. This is a perfect time to join a home-based business, especially one that involves health. Call 866-735-2470 if you want more information. And also go to brightsidebend.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. We've got news stories, blog posts, as well as my moments of truth. Today I did a moment of truth on the gallbladder. I've been talking about fat. Actually, I've been talking about the distinction between fat-soluble and water-soluble now for a few days on my Moments of Truth. This is a distinction that you guys know about because I talk about it all the time, but most people don't recognize how relevant hydrophilic water-loving is, the distinction of hydrophilic versus lipophilic is. The water-solubles, there's not such a big deal with the water-solubles because they're easy for the body to extract. You use them up quickly. You do excrete them quickly, so you want to make sure that you're continuously flooding your body with these water solubles. Thus, the importance of the Beyond Tangy Tangerine used throughout the day, as I've been talking about for decades. On the other hand, the fatty nutrients are tricky. And the fatty nutrients require a lot of machinery. A lot of things can go wrong with the absorption of the fatty nutrients, vitamins D, E, A, and K. I call them DEEK, and the essential fatty acids. And, which I'm going to be talking about on my Moments of Truth, derivatives of the fats. A lot of people don't recognize there are derivatives of the fats that are turned into very powerful, powerful signaling molecules, healing molecules, health molecules. Perhaps you heard of the CM cream from Longevity, or the CM capsule. That's something called acetylmyristoliate. And acetylmyristoliate is a derivative of fats, of fat processing. There's also another fat called, I forgot what I was going to say, cannabinoids. The cannabinoids are another fat. And then there's another one called CLA, conjugated linoleic acid. Conjugated linoleic acid is a fatty acid that's got weight loss properties. These are all broken down from dietary fats, and if you're not breaking down your dietary fats, you're not going to process these things as well. Your health will be compromised. This is just one slight example of the zillions of places, and that's with a Z, zillions of places, where we can work from a lifestyle perspective to make ourselves better. Today I talked about the Moritz liver and gallbladder flush. The Moritz gallbladder flush is very easy to do. You can excrete lots and lots of stones, and it's designed for dealing with the gallbladder. We don't realize that the gallbladder is incredibly important, to the tune of 500,000 being removed every year because of our ignorance, because of our collective ignorance, present company excluded. The gallbladder is incredibly important, and by the way, the bile it contains is also incredibly important. I was listening to a commercial today, the other day, about fibromyalgia, about detecting fibromyalgia, about how you can find out if you have fibromyalgia. Apparently nobody knows if they have fibromyalgia. You don't need a test to have fibromyalgia. You don't need a doctor to tell you you have fibromyalgia. If you have pain all over your body, you've got fibromyalgia. And almost a direct cause of fibromyalgia is fat processing dysfunction. In fact, almost a direct cause of all issues that affect women are fat processing issues. Gallbladder, pancreas, liver, essential fatty acid deficiencies. And remember, if you have a problem at the level of these digestive and absorptive organs, you're going to have a problem with deficiencies, even if you're taking supplements. Fats, 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 fats. Especially for veggies. People don't realize that fats, the good stuff is in the fats. Well, veggies have good stuff everywhere, but the really good stuff is in the fats. Fats give you have a protective property. Fats have a long-term stress management property. Fats have an anti-aging property. Fats have a repair and growth property. They're more about the long-term. About the water solubles, B and C, are more about immediate needs. The fats are responsible for long-term needs. Problems with fat absorption will result in toxicity, all kinds of toxicity, menstrual issues, reproductive issues, skin issues especially. We'll talk about that in our next Brightside episode. Time at the phones, 844-236-6010 is our number. And we do have Tyler Williams talking about dental health, heart health, and by extension, immune system health as well, based on the concept of environmental and biochemical load, straw that breaks the camel's back phenomena. All right, Robert in Nevada, you always have something interesting to share. What's going on, buddy?
Thanks for taking my call. I'm kind of surprised I got in, but I guess that you don't have any calls today.
No, I don't have any calls.
You talked about wearing masks, and I'm with you. I think that is absolutely idiotic to do that. But I'm wondering, when you wear a mask, are you, A, re-inhaling the carbon dioxide your body's trying to get it rid of? And
you're re-inhaling. You're not only, yes, absolutely. You're re-inhaling, plus you're breathing in toxicity from the mask. You know, I understand all the stuff you're breathing in from the mask. It's craziness. It's absolutely insanity. In fact, you might as well hang a note around your neck that says, I believe everything I'm told. I don't question. I am a sheep. You might as well do that. Every time you see a mask, that's what the person is saying to you. I believe what I'm told. I do what I'm told. I am obedient. I do not ask questions. I do not understand my body. That's what you hang around. And now, unfortunately, this is a huge amount of people. And the problem is cultural. The problem is societal. You know what I'm saying? And we're encouraged that way by nefarious forces.
Exactly. Is any mask thick enough to stop any small microscopic...
No. I think you can theoretically wear a mask that blocks everything, but that's ridiculous. You can't walk around with a mask. The idea of the mask is disempowering. It says, I am weak in the face of a virus. What happened to the land? What happened to the home of the brave people? Aren't we the home of the brave? We're running around from an invisible virus. Well, like a chicken with our heads cut off. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I said not anymore.
We've been domesticated and dumbed down. And that's unfortunate. It's unfortunate because a healthy culture will encourage its citizens to be strong and intelligent, not dumbed down. And that's unfortunate that, you know, I'm preaching to the choir here. You know, and anybody who really, it's like the lines are drawn. So if you are if you're saying these kinds of things, there's going to be people who say, yeah, you're right, and people who say you're a conspiracy theorist.
You know? Yeah, I hear that a lot.
And you're going to end up, you're not going to convince anybody. We're not going to convince anybody except for a very thin layer of people who are independent and open-minded. Go ahead, what were you going to say?
What do you think in a country of India with 1.3 billion people, they only have like 200 dead from the
You tell me.
Virus.
You tell me. You know? And they don't social distance in India. You know? There's no social distancing in that country. Exactly. Exactly. All right, Robert. Thanks for your call, man. Appreciate your input. Take care. All right. This is you're listening to The Bright Side. This is Pharmacist Ben, and we'll be back with Dr. Tyler Williams right after this.
House flies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Debate continues surrounding the question of when and how to safely reopen the country, shut down in large part due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Director for the Institute of Health Metrics at the University of Washington, Dr. Christopher Murray, says we need to be prepared for it to take more than just a few weeks to get things back up and running again. And New Jersey's Governor Phil Murphy says,
we start to get back on our feet too soon. I fear, based on the data we're looking at, that we could be throwing gasoline on the fire.
Dangerous weather is still marching across the southern U.S. a day after at least 18 people were killed by tornadoes. More than a million families and businesses dealing with no electricity in the aftermath, with reports of over 40 tornadoes from Texas to Arkansas, across Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I treat a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and we're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24/7 on our archive page. Have 9 years of daily Brightside episodes on our archive page with a search engine at brightsideben.com. You can purchase longevity products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, and take a look at our Moments of Truth on our Facebook page. Thanks, Nasima, for setting that up. That is the Brightside with Pharmacist Ben. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health Products, truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, I am looking forward to speaking to our guest, Dr. Tyler Williams. He is a dentist, dental implant guy, voted top dentist in Utah by the International Association of Dentists, and he's been on radio programs as well as he's been highlighted in various dental magazines. And Dr. Williams is hip to the idea, the connection between heart disease and oral health. And what I really want to talk about is how heart disease, how oral health and heart disease can be, how we can take advantage of heart health in this crazy COVID time that we're in. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Dr. Tyler Williams. What's up, Doc Williams?
Hey, thanks for having me. Nice to talk with you today.
Yeah, good to talk to you as well. And I've been hearing more and more over the last few years, but really getting going over the last year or so, year and a half, about this relationship between the mouth and the circulatory system. Mostly they talk about the oral health and the heart, but it's really everything. It could be the kidneys. It could be the blood itself. It could be anything in the circulatory system. Tell us a little bit about how dental health, gum disease impacts the heart, and then I want to get into how all that affects the immune system.
Yeah, great. So, we're finding more and more that a healthy mouth can decrease people's medical expenses by 21% or more. And, as healthcare costs continue to go up, that's a big deal, big factor for people because, all of us want to not only be healthier, but make sure we're, minimizing the costs that we can avoid. Especially right now with global pandemic going on and people are worried about viruses and sickness and, people, especially with, weakened immune systems or higher risk people, can really benefit from keeping their gums and teeth healthy because our mouth is the gateway to our body. And we know that, what goes in our mouth can really impact, how everything else is circulating through our body. You mentioned kidneys, heart, finding more and more links with Alzheimer's disease connected to our mouth, different types of cancer, sleep apnea, all the time, in the different journals I'm reading, I'm finding new research on, the different factors that are going into this.
Well, because the circulatory stuff goes right into the circulatory system, pretty much anything can happen. Right? I mean, any cell that's contacted can become corrupted by bacteria or whatever toxicity is getting into the bloodstream, correct?
Yeah, I mean, we like to talk about, the reason that our mouth is red and our tongue is red and our lips are red is because there's so much blood supply needed in those areas. And so, in our head and neck, there's so many blood vessels carrying blood around that, if something gets contaminated, it's circulating around a lot. And some of the recent studies are showing somewhere between a 20 and 200% increased risk of heart attack for people who have gum disease because those chronic bacteria can hop into the bloodstream and damage our hearts.
So you're twice as likely at the high end to have heart disease if you have some kind of gum problem. I assume you're talking about gum disease, correct, when you talk about oral health?
Yeah, I mean, the big ones we look for as far as mouth disease, you have, tooth disease, which would be like, dental decay, root canals, those kind of things. We see gum disease, which is your bone and your gums that hold your teeth in. And then, of course, there are, other things, more head and neck related, like oral cancer that can go beyond the teeth and gums. But, it's all interconnected. And we had a patient, not too long ago, who was referred into my office, and she was from out of state, but she was traveling through as a truck driver. And she'd recently suffered with a stroke, and she's like, I've had all these tests done at the doctor, and they couldn't find anything wrong. And we looked in her mouth, and she had really severe gum disease, and she hadn't been treated or tested for any of that. So we have a strong cause to believe that had a factor in the reason that she'd suffered a stroke.
One of the things that we talk about in this program a lot is the distinction of connective tissue as a primary distinction of how the body, assessing how the body, or looking at how the body's structured, how it's put together. And strikes me when I hear gum disease as kind of like arthritis of the gums or arthritis of the mouth. It's kind of a connective tissue deterioration issue, similar to arthritis or ruptures or hernias or prolapses and that kind of thing, correct?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a lot of different tissues in our mouth, hard and soft. And we like to also really connect gum disease to diabetes because, gum disease is a chronic disease for a lot of people. It's not painful. A lot of people will get what we call pink in the sink, which is where they spit and it's, they're brushing their teeth and they spit and it's a little pink or red. And, but a lot of people say it doesn't hurt, but The problem is, you know, that chronic inflammation in our gums, eventually our body starts to reject our teeth and think they're foreign objects, and that's when people can lose a lot of bone and have these chronic inflammation, which turns into infection in their mouth, and a chronic low-grade infection can start to build up plaque, you know, not just on our teeth, but also in our arteries and heart, you know.
Now, did I hear you correctly? Is there an autoimmune connection here? Did I understand that correctly when you said there's an attack on the gum and on the teeth itself?
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, there are kind of two points to that. One is, you know, people with autoimmune diseases, are more susceptible to mouth problems. You know, one of the big problems we run into a lot is dry mouth. You know, being in pharmaceuticals, you're probably aware that, you know, I had this packet of like 24 pages the other day I was looking through of commonly prescribed medications and over-the-counter medications that have dry mouth as a potential side effect.
Yeah.
And that really just wreaks havoc on our teeth. So, you know, people with Sjogren's syndrome, rheumatoid arthritis, those kind of things, they're more susceptible to mouth problems, a lot of it from the dry mouth. And then the second point to that is, you're absolutely right, is people with a compromised mouth are going to be, you know, antibiotics and other medications are not going to work as effectively because their body's becoming immune to some of those things because of these billions of bacteria that can be in just one bad tooth.
Okay, so when I hear you talk about all this stuff, the immune connection, the deteriorating gums, the heart disease, the circulatory problems, blood toxicity, it sounds like a real mess. It sounds like you've got a real problem. So I want to know, how can we handle this? What are some simple steps that we can do, non-medical steps necessarily, not drug steps, but what can we do from a lifestyle perspective or a home perspective, or even if it requires medical intervention, what can we do to correct, to prevent the situation, number one, and correct it once it's already occurred, if that's okay? We'll do that when we come back from our break. Also want to talk about the immune connection, how our immune system becomes compromised and more likely to get infected by viruses and other things that are in the environment. We'll do that when we come back from our break, talking to Dr. Tyler Williams, author of Reason to Smile, 11 Keys to Your Best Oral Health Ever, about the relationship between oral health and heart health and blood health and all kinds of, and all health in general. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back talking to Dr. Tyler Williams about what a mess the mouth can be. I have a good friend who's a dentist, and he's always telling me how there's just built-in problems with this thing called the mouth and the teeth and all the little nooks and crannies, not to mention the kinds of foods we're eating, not to mention, which I want you to comment on real quickly before we get into solutions, mercury. Where does that fit into the equation?
Yeah, so we actually, by July of this year, all offices have to have a what's called an amalgam separator, but it's a special type of filter on our vacuums and our practices to make sure we're capturing all the mercury. But the biggest problem really has been more than measurable health problems, just, you know, disposal of mercury and getting into the water systems and things. And, you know, that's why some other countries have banned it. So, you know, we are replacing, for most of our patients, their older silver fillings, which do contain small amounts of mercury. But the mercury in the fillings, as far as the effects on the health of individuals, there's not a lot of strong studies really giving a lot of evidence. However, the newer tooth-colored ceramics are stronger and assumed to be safer. So we're pretty much replacing those in most patients.
And these are polymers, so they're kind of inert. Is that correct?
Yeah, right, exactly, yep. Okay, a lot of ceramics and resins, yes, exactly.
All right, so I want to talk about what we can do about this from a non-medical perspective, and then if you have any other surgical solutions, I imagine, but whatever, how can people do this at home? How can people take care of their mouths at home?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm glad you asked that. So we have five things that we encourage our patients to do because brushing and flossing alone are no longer enough, and the reason is we're all living longer. You know, we're taking more photos and selfies than other. We're keeping our teeth longer. You know, we want to have nice looking smiles because, you know, if you look at some of the studies done by like USA Today, is when you meet someone new, your smile is the first thing that's noticed, even more than hair or eyes sometimes. So people really care about their teeth and their smile and the effects it has on our confidence. So the five things, along with brushing and flossing, one is drinking more water. About 10 years ago, there was a report that came out that we are now consuming more than 50% of our calories in the form of liquids in the U.S., which is alarming for a number of reasons. But, you know, those calories and sugars and starches can be consumed a lot faster by liquid than they can by solid. So that really can damage our teeth.
So between meals, especially, we encourage people to sip or swish with water. That helps wash away the acid and the buildup of foods quicker. So that's number one. Number two is xylitol sugar. That's a tree-derived sugar, and it's very friendly on our teeth. So for listeners who haven't heard of it, xylitol can be found. You can go to the health food store, and you can buy a granular sugar replacement of xylitol. It's not an artificial sweetener, so it doesn't have those type of side effects. It's about half the calories of regular sugar, but it's very nice to our teeth and our sinuses and can actually promote strengthening of enamel. Number three is more checkups. So half of adults have some form of gum disease right now as we speak. And while we're all kind of quarantined and not able to do quite as much dentistry as we have recently, that number is probably going to go up temporarily, unfortunately. So we're going to have a lot of work to do here in a few months. But when you go to 65 years of age and up, it's more like 2/3 to 75% of adults have some form of gum disease. So we advise checkups more frequently. I have my own teeth cleaned by my hygienist in my office 4 times a year instead of twice a year. So I'm actually going every 3 months. I've never been diagnosed with gum disease, but I just see enough of the need that we're encouraging more checkups is the third one. The fourth one is teeth grinding. There's a correlation with teeth grinding, acid reflux, and sleep problems such as obstructive sleep apnea. So we advise anywhere from a third to half of our patients after an exam and consultation to wear either a guard they wear to prevent damage to their teeth from clenching or grinding, or an appliance that also treats that as well as opens their airway for better sleep and prevention of snoring and sleep apnea and all the other heart risks that come with that. So that's number four. It doesn't apply to everybody, but it does apply to a large number of our population and probably
what can you do about, what can you do about apnea, Doc? What can you, do you have any solutions for that?
Yeah, I mean, the first thing is getting either a home sleep test or a lab sleep test. You can reach out. There are some dentists that can do these, depending on qualifications, but you'll want to also meet with a sleep physician or your internal physician to get a proper diagnosis on what type of sleep apnea. And then you would either, someone who's diagnosed would either wear a CPAP, which is positive airway pressure, or for people who can't tolerate it or maybe their sleep apnea is not as bad or they just don't like the idea of wearing it, we make these oral appliances. It's a special mouth guard. It's much easier to wear and more comfortable than a CPAP, and it's effective in many cases. And that keeps our jaw from falling back, which makes our tongue kind of cover our airway. So I give the analogy of, if the muffler's pinched in your car, even just a little bit, it's going to make a weird noise, and it's going to cause too much pressure on your engine. And that's what happens when our tongue or our jaw gets in the way of our breathing. So these appliances kind of gently and naturally keep our jaws postured just a little bit forward, which is just enough to breathe and sleep better. And then the appliance also protects us so that if we clench or grind, we won't be cracking and breaking teeth. So that's the fourth one. And then the fifth one is using a water pick or an irrigator. We like one called the AirFloss Pro. It's a Philips Sonicare product. But something that blasts air and water or water between our teeth, especially around implants, bridges, crowns, major dental work, listeners may have had done, that can clean those hard-to-reach areas because brushing alone only cleans 66% of our teeth. So to get that other third, you've got to get floss in there once a day, and especially people who have dry mouth or harder-to-clean areas, really using some kind of irrigator also in addition to flossing really makes a huge difference. Those are five things people can start doing today. You can do most of those while you're even quarantined at home. You don't have to even go to the dentist to do those things.
A couple things real quick. Oh, first of all, what do you think of those really fast toothbrushes? I don't even know what they're called, but they're super high powered electric toothbrushes like Sonicare, those kinds of things.
Yes. Love them. Those are great. You can do, almost anybody can do just as well of a job with a manual toothbrush. The problem is that most of us just don't, and me included. That's for a number of reasons. But what I love about the electric brushes is They have a 2-minute timer, so you can't cheat, because most of us, you know, problem with manual brushes is most of us only brush about 30 seconds because we get bored or we think we've been brushing longer than we have, and we're missing out a lot of areas. And then the second thing is the electric brushes, you don't scrub your teeth. You just hold it against your gum line, which is a much healthier way to maintain your teeth, because scrubbing causes gum erosion and sensitive teeth. And so we have to be really soft and gentle.
You want to hold the device on the gum and let it do the work kind of thing?
Exactly. Yes, exactly. Uh-huh. Right. So you're just kind of holding it and moving it along the gum line.
Now, it seems to me that we could not have evolved with such a ridiculously vulnerable and fragile system like this. It has to have something to do with what we're eating, correct?
Yes. I mean, you know, we have more processed foods, as I mentioned earlier, you know, higher amounts of calories in liquid form. Mm. And, you know, it's really a downward spiral, because someone gets more plaque from more processed foods. They're more likely to get gum disease or bad decay or root canals, which could cause them to lose teeth. And then we feel like we have to eat softer, more processed foods because we have less chewing power, which can cause, you know, causes more plaque and buildup and more likelihood to get diabetes or colon cancer or these other diseases that are results of, you know, starchier, more refined foods.
Yeah, I was reading about how the jaw itself has changed over the last couple hundred years because of the kinds of food we're eating, the shape of the jaw, resulting in things like TMJ and gum disease. Have you heard about any of that?
Yeah, so, you know, there's some cool pictures, you know, people can look up online, but if when we lose teeth, you know, if you lose one of your molars, the one above it, say you lose a bottom molar, the one above it on top is actually going to start moving down. So it's kind of like when we're 6, 7, 8 years old and our teeth start to grow in, say your top front teeth grow in, they grow until they touch something, like your bottom teeth, and then they stop growing. And by growing, I mean moving down through the bone, not the tooth actually getting bigger. So when people lose back teeth, for example, which are the most common ones to lose, the ones across from them and next to them will start to shift and move and drift, and that really increases the chance of gum disease and further tooth loss.
Doc, we got to go. Thank you so much for that. I appreciate it. And thanks for your words of wisdom about the mouth. And remember those five things you got to do. Water, between meals, drink water, xylitol, more checkups, teeth grinding, and apnea and reflux, correct those. And then floss with water pick. Thanks, Doc. Good to talk to you.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.